It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. She is one of the counselors you will meet at Balanced Health Healing Center in San Antonio. Kay, good day to you.
Hello, Scott.
Kay, we're continuing to talk about nutrition, and that is because nutrition is a big section of this book of yours, Balanced Living. It is the first step that you cite as parts of a healthy body and a renewed spirit. One thing I wanted to talk about in this particular podcast is the fact that we have many people listening right now who no doubt have been in some way affected by the economic perils of the last few years. We have a relatively high number of people without work today. Their unemployment is high, etc. People, if they do have jobs, have in many cases been cut down to part-time hours, etc. So recognizing the fact people might have less money today to invest, I want to talk about this question, whether or not it actually is expensive to live in a healthy way, nutritionally. Perhaps you can just make some opening comments on that general question.
Well, I think there's a misconception with that. I think people think that it's expensive to eat healthy, but if you do it the right way, it doesn't have to be. And I do meal planning classes where I actually go into doubling up on recipes and how you can do that. Some of the pointers that I can say is, number one, we can't afford not to eat healthy because healthcare costs and, you know, not all medications are being covered. I know people who come to see me with diabetes and they're spending about $200 to $300 a month in their medications that insurance isn't covering, co-pays for doctors, more doctor visits that go up. You know, and then it's all about priorities too. I mean, people like to go out to eat. They like fast food. They like their Starbucks. And if you add that up, it's going to equate to a lot of money. So, but I think it's important to talk about steps today, which I'm glad we're doing this show on, how you can partner up with people and go to Costco and double up on recipes, all of these things to help within the budgets so that you can eat healthy.
I know in other shows you've talked about, for example, let's just talk about meat. You go to a store like HEB, and we see they have a whole section of organic types of meat, different chicken and beef and so forth that is hormone-free and doesn't have all of the preservatives, etc. I notice products like that are much more expensive than just the common meat that HEB would sell. So again, given a choice, obviously we prefer the healthier meat. Is it necessary to spend that extra money and buy those types of products? Again, organic fruits and vegetables would be something I think that you would suggest if possible. But again, they're much more expensive than the regular fruits and vegetables we can buy.
Well, let's talk about meat first. What I teach in my meal planning class is I think everybody needs to have a Costco membership. And Costco is pretty inexpensive. And Oprah had a show a long time ago about how you can partner up with people and go to Costco together. And you have two or three buddies, you go to Costco together. And actually, that's once a month, I go to Costco and I buy all my meat. They have organic ground beef. They have organic chicken. You buy it in the 3-pack. You buy it in bulk. They have the wild-caught fish. They have all of these things that you can buy in bulk and in quantities. And the price is cheaper than HEB because they are buying bigger quantities. And so you can, like I said, shop with someone, and then you go home together and you divide up the meat and put them in freezer bags, Ziploc bags, divide everything up, and then you take the receipt and you divide the receipt into thirds or halves or however you do that. And that's the buddy system, and it's great. I thought that was such a wonderful pointer. So I didn't make that up myself, sorry to say, but I think it's wonderful to do. And the same thing with produce. Now, not everything has to be organic vegetables and fruits. There's a list that you can get on, that you can Google, that will tell you the ones that need to be organic versus the ones that don't. So apples are very ones that need to be organic. Strawberries, berries, grapes. You know, so finding those produce that need to be organic and buying those, and the other ones maybe buying from either a co-op. If you have a local, you know, grower, we need to be supporting our local farmers, you know, because if not, they're going to go out of business. And when you are buying produce from these places that mass produce, you're not getting a good quality. The local farmers are a lot cheaper a lot of times, and they're usually organic. But you can also use a product called Veggie Wash, and you can wash your vegetables and fruits if you're not buying them organic, so you can try to get some of the pesticides off. And then also, too, I tell people, of course, fresh is best. But if you're living alone, or you don't have a big family, or you're wanting to make your budget last a little bit, there are some things you can buy frozen that you can get at Costco. Maybe some cauliflower or broccoli or mixed medley vegetables that sometimes is easy to throw in some water and throw in the microwave and steam. You know, so again, there are ways that you can eat healthy on a budget for you and your family.
And I think the listeners just need to know that this podcast is not sponsored by Costco.
No, it's not.
It sounds like, though, Kay has made a great discovery and shared some valuable information about the fact that Costco apparently is just a tremendous solution.
Yes.
For those, as you'd mentioned, with the meat section particularly, which is just so expensive at the other stores. And yet I knew nothing about Costco and organic meat. So I'm certainly going to be listening to this and writing this information down. And I think, Kay, just briefly, let's just talk about the whole concept of the fact that living healthily should be an investment for people.
Yes.
You know, people have a certain amount of disposable income that they can apply to different parts of their lives. It seems like a lot of people feel they can go real cheap on the health and nutrition part of their life and then spend most of their money on pleasure type things like vacations and TVs and iPhones and those types of things. Can you talk about how we need to put a new mindset on the fact that living healthily is an investment?
Well, number one, I always say your quality of life is the most important thing you have. And, you know, if you're not spending money on your health, then you're not going to enjoy your iPhone or your vacations or your travels. Because, you know, I always say, I don't care if I'm 80 years old and I pass from this life, as long as I had my quality of life. I don't want to be in a nursing home where I'm on medications that they're using to just keep me quiet and someone's having to change my diaper. And I know that sounds bad, but it's so true. I mean, quality of life is the most important thing we have, and you cannot put a price tag on that. So I would say make your budget restraints and the other leisure things and focus a little bit on your quality of life and your health, and making sure that you're trying to get a balanced diet for your family, and that you are buying some of the things you need to do that, and you're not buying foods that are in cans and processed. And I know they're cheaper, but they're not giving the body any nutrients whatsoever.
I hope that in a future podcast we can discuss this more, again, this whole aspect of investing in your health, because I really think it's a story of, as the commercial used to say, pay me now or pay me later.
Yeah.
And is those people who live unhealthily and abuse their bodies during the younger parts of their life really have a terrible consequences to pay at the end.
And I see that every day in my practice. And in fact, you know, I just went to a meeting this morning with a panel of 10 doctors in the medical center, and all talking about the same thing, how their patients are on 10 to 12 medications. And this is all, it all starts from nutrient deficiencies. 85% of it is from nutrient deficiencies, because people are eating processed foods, they're eating fast food, it's on every corner, and we're just eating junk.
Kay, as always, it's fascinating, and again, I'm going to look forward to going into this topic more with you on a future podcast. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have right now. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website at www.kayspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-210-210. 866-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist, Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.